This is Day to Day from NPR News. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what will the world of cycling look like once Lance Armstrong retires? We'll have a report. But first, a radio reprise from producer Barrett Golding. It's an Independence Day treat that first aired on NPR more than a decade ago, still fresh this 4th of July.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, from whom we stand. I can't remember any of it.
And to the republic for which she stands.
Yeah, man. I had to memorize that. I had to grow up knowing that.
Of course, you had to stand with your hand over your heart, like little soldiers.
I spent 10 years in the Green Beret, including Vietnam, and I got to where I'd look up and see an American flag. Man, that was a real experience. Still is. Still is.
As far as it having any meaning or anything to me, it doesn't. None at all.
We're not a melting pot, because you cannot take all the cultures that are here in the United States of America and throw them into one pot and come out with a quote-unquote un-American.
I grew up on a ranch in eastern Oregon, a place called Roseburg.
I was born in Puerto Rico, small little town called Mayagüez.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Washington, D.C.
I'm with the Mandan Hidatsa, Fort Berthold Indian Reservation.
I'm from the north of England, Yorkshire.
400 kilometers west of Istanbul.
The day I became a citizen, I had someone from Nigeria next to me and a girl from Ireland on the other side of me, and we hugged and kissed.
I love being an American, an African American.
When I came to the United States, I was 19, and I think that was already too old to get the right accent.
I had to leave the country for political reasons.
If we go back to China, probably no chance to come out again.
We're not a melting pot. We're more like a tall salad. And each ingredient in that salad gives the salad flavor.
Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. You always have one objective, serve the mankind.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly...
I don't remember it.
Through the dawn's early...
You know why? Because now I sing the National Negro Anthem. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony.
One nation. Under God.
Indivisible. What does it mean, indivisible?
To the republic for which it falls.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for you.
For you.
What does that mean, that we're one nation and we're not divisible?
Is it just like saying there's one God?
That's how I kind of see it, for it's a prayer.
And the part that I get disenchanted with is the liberty and justice for all.
I think it's something we've lived by. We did in World War II. We really believed all that stuff.
And I said, and to the republic
for which it
stands, one nation indivisible with liberty and justice for all. It's poetic, you know? It has a rhythm. It has a cadence.
Some child somewhere is listening to those words and they're thinking about it. Maybe the next senator or president is thinking about it and saying, hey, I should make a difference. I should actually make this happen.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice,
with liberty
and justice,
with liberty and justice for all.
Madeline!
The Pledge by producer Barrett Golding of HearingVoices.com. More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.